Healthy Eating for Seniors by Act Now BC. Published in 2007 by the British Columbia Ministry of Health. Read by Jackie Bishop. This audio recording is produced by the BC College and Institute Library Services at Langara College, 100 West 49th Avenue, Vancouver, BC, V5Y2Z6, Canada, in 2010. Thank you. The British Columbia Ministry of Health is grateful to all the seniors and dietitians who helped determine the content for this guide, provided recipes, stories, and ideas, and generally contributed so much to making healthy eating for seniors a useful resource. We would like to publicly acknowledge their contributions. Their names are listed in Appendix F. We couldn't have done it without you. Act Now, BC. Contents, page 3. Foreword, page 6. Chapter 1, Seniors Today, page 8. This handbook. 2. Eat well, age well. Page 12. Why do I need to eat well? What is the connection between eating well and aging well? What can I do to eat better for my age? Why am I finding it harder to eat well now that I'm a senior? How can I set goals that I can actually meet? Chapter 3. Balance is everything. Page 21. What is healthy eating? It seems so complicated. Is there an easy way to make sure I get all the nutrients I need? Okay, I understand the four food groups, but what's a serving? Why are vegetables and fruit so important? What about coffee, tea, and alcohol? What about salt? Are organic foods better for my health? Where does exercise fit? Chapter 4. To supplement or not to supplement. Page 44. What vitamins and minerals do I really need? What about other supplements? Herbal or botanical supplements? Fiber or meal replacements, for example? Page 4. Chapter 5. Eating Right with a Chronic Illness. Page 55. What should I eat if I have or want to avoid heart disease, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, gum disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, CAPS, GERD, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, or eye problems? What should I eat if I have arthritis, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, trouble swallowing? Chapter 6. No Body is Perfect. Page 85. What should I eat if I am overweight, constipated, anemic, underweight, depressed, allergic to certain foods? Chapter 7. From Soup to Nuts, page 100. Is there an easy way to plan, shop for, and cook healthy meals? What about convenience foods like frozen dinners and canned soups? Are they healthy? Do I really need to read food labels? How can I eat healthy meals when I'm on a tight budget? Chapter 8. In the Kitchen, page 116. Is one method of cooking better than another? What things should I always have in my kitchen? What utensils do I need? How can I modify my recipes to be healthier? Can I eat out and still eat healthy food? Page 5. Chapter 9. Food Safety. Page 126. What is a foodborne illness? How can I prevent foodborne illness? How do I keep food safe in a power failure? Chapter 10, Information You Can Trust, page 134. How do I know I'm getting reliable information? Where can I find reliable information? What's the difference between a dietitian and a nutritionist? Chapter 11, Fast and Easy Recipes, page 142. Breakfast and Snacks. Sunny Orange Shake. Pumpkin Raisin Muffins. Fruitlax. Lunch or Dinner. Herb Lentil and Barley Soup. Spinach Salad with Orange Seed Dressing. Broccoli Salad. Tuna Garden. Tofu Stir Fry. Quick Steamed Fish Fillets with Potatoes and Asparagus. Skillet Pork Chops with Sweet Potatoes and Couscous. Meatloaf, Indian curry sauté, spinach frittata, sweet and sour chicken and vegetable casserole, beef, vegetable and pasta casserole. Desserts, quick fruit compote, berry cobbler, fresh fruit and nut desserts. Extras, universal seasoning, salt-free vinaigrette salad dressing. Appendices. Appendix A. 1 week meal plan, page 186. B. Eating well with Canada's food guide, page 191. C. Is your weight healthy, page 195. D. Glossary, page 199. E. Index, page 206. F. Acknowledgements, page 210. Forward, page 6. The saying, you are what you eat, is true. A healthy diet provides the ingredients to build and repair bones and tissues and keep the complex workings of the human body functioning optimally. It also provides the mental and physical energy necessary for daily life, work, recreation, relationships, and time with family. It is clear that a healthy diet also protects us from infectious illnesses and chronic diseases so that we may age with a minimum of ill health, pain, and disability. A substantial number of people in British Columbia are considered to be malnourished, either through overconsumption of foods that should be consumed in moderation, or through underconsumption of nutritious food, or both. With British Columbia's ever-expanding food choices, many people are not sure how to choose the best food for themselves and their families. As people age, the need for calories decreases, while the need for nutrients often increases. This can pose a challenge for seniors. In my 2005 annual report, Food, Health and Well-being in British Columbia, I called for public education and health promotion regarding healthy eating and physical activity. I called for British Columbia consumers to be educated and encouraged to choose foods with high nutritional quality and to know the benefits of regular physical activity. Page 7. I am happy to introduce healthy eating for seniors to help seniors make decisions about healthy eating. Healthy eating for seniors addresses many of the barriers to healthy eating. Time, effort, knowledge and skills, taste and cost. Healthy eating for seniors also addresses food safety, which is key for promoting health. It includes information about supplements and how to eat with a chronic disease, and it offers you simple ways to eat with less fat and salt, to keep a healthy body weight, to shop for healthy food on a budget, and to read labels. The handbook also includes tips and recipes from other seniors, many of whom are dealing with new ways of eating after learning they have a chronic disease. Together with other societal efforts to promote active aging, healthy eating for seniors will help seniors make the healthy choices that will enable them to enjoy more active and independent lives. Signed, P.R.W. Kendall, capital K-E-N-D-A-L-L, MBBS, MSc, FRCPC, Provincial Health Officer.